You're the boss, right?
All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming. So this week, I have a bit of an interesting question in that there's really no halachic source about it. The story is as follows. Takes place in Israel. There's a guy, let's call him Reuven. So Reuven is on his way to go to one of his friend's weddings. And another friend of his, let's call him Shimon. So Shimon comes and says, "Are you going to our friend's wedding?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Okay, I had planned to go, but I'm not able to make it. I have a gift for him." He takes out an envelope, and it's one of those you could buy them in the pharmacy where it's a card with like a pocket for like a check or for some cash, and that's it. Very, very minimalistic. And so the message was written on the outside. There's a message written on the outside. There's a check in the middle, and he said, "Can you give this to the chassan?" He said, "Okay." He puts it in his suit pocket, and he goes to the wedding. So he's on his way to give it to the chassan or to the chassan's father, and he takes it out and he stares at it for a second. This is the first time that he's able to see what's written on the outside. So there's no inside of the card. So the entire message is on the outside, and it's a very nice message of saying, you know, "You're such a great friend, and I wish you only mazel, and you should have a great life." It's riddled with spelling mistakes. Riddled with spelling mistakes. Alephs are ayins, tests are tufts, suffs are samachs, cheses are chavs. Literally every single way you could confuse a letter in Hebrew, this guy did. And so he's staring at it, and he's thinking to himself, "Should I give this to him? Should I give this to the chassan? Or should I quickly go out, buy another card or buy another envelope, rewrite the message correctly, and then give it to him or not?" So, what is the potential issue here? What is the potential issue? Before you get into an opinion of whether yes or no, what's the potential issue here of just giving it? Okay, so maybe he won't understand it.
The receiver will think the giver is either doesn't care enough or is
Yeah, or maybe it'll either hurt the chassan's feelings or reflect poorly on the friend.
Also,
yeah.
Like, by doing that, since the friend of the person who wrote it is giving it, then the chassan will think that the person who's giving it will have wrote all the mistakes and all that stuff.
So it might even look bad on the messenger,
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are all valid concerns, that essentially it'll hurt people's feelings. And in fact, the Chafetz Chaim says that, we usually think of Lashon Hara as saying something bad about somebody else. But the Chafetz Chaim says that even not saying anything, but merely showing the product of somebody else to a third party as a way of belittling the person that created it is also Lashon Hara. And he proves it from a medrash about Yoav ben Tsruya. Who was Yoav? Anybody know who Yoav was? He was David's general. So David once sent Yoav a letter that could look really bad for David if the document was declassified. There's one time that we know of that David sent Yoav a letter, and that was to essentially kill Uriah. So David, one of David's wives was Bathsheba, and at the time she was married to Uriah. And so David, for whatever reason, it's a very complicated story, he sent Yoav a letter saying, "Put Uriah in the front lines in the most vulnerable place, and that way Uriah will die." So later on, Yoav showed David's letter to the Sanhedrin to belittle David. And the Medrash says that was Lashon Hara on Yoav's part. So in this case, potentially showing the letter, showing this card to the chassan could potentially belittle the friend who's sending it. Now what's the other side? What's the other argument? Because this is not exactly that case. This is very different than the case that, of David sending the letter to Yoav and then Yoav sending it to the Sanhedrin. How is this case different?
He's just a messenger, an intermediary, and he's just not supposed to actually change any messages.
Yeah, so one of the biggest factors is that Yoav was not supposed to send the letter to anybody else. Here, the guy told his friend, please give this to the Chasan. So, I'm not doing anything bad. I'm just doing what this guy wanted. I'm just doing what my friend wanted. Any other reasons why this might be different? Yeah.
He could have done it on purpose. Like, he could have made those mistakes on purpose.
Yeah, so that's another reason. So, Rav Zilberstein, when he found out about this, he said, one thing is, maybe this is like his idea of a joke. Maybe this is his idea. Maybe they have this, like, you know, maybe he was, like, bad at spelling in, like, first grade, and it's been this long private joke between them, and so now he's just doing it as a show of fun on this guy's wedding. So you're saying that, God's looking out, and you should just let whatever happens, happens.
No, even more than that.
Yeah?
Many years ago, I was like, Rabbi Yeshua.
Okay.
So there was a fellow in the shul, and he loves that this person is holier than the rest. This person grew up with mental disabilities. He came to shul every time. He could say maybe Shema, maybe a few. And he came to shul every time.
Mm-hmm.
So this was his, in his innocence, there's a story that Levi Bertichev also has other stories like this. Yeah. These people, maybe at higher levels. So this fellow, he was in his own way, in his own inimitable way, he and his friend knew that this person was he had the difficulties in life. And so this person, this was his expression to his friend, and his friend knew, they knew each other, and the person, the Chatan, knew that this fellow, and this was his way of reaching out, his form of expression.
So that's actually another point that's raised by Rav Zilberstein, which is, you don't know, or Rav Zilberstein said, I don't know what this person's story is. Maybe he made Aliyah. Maybe he doesn't know how to write Hebrew all that well. And everybody else knows that too. So the fact that he made some spelling mistakes is not a big deal. Meaning he wrote it down. He knew the situation that he was getting himself into. And so either he did it on purpose as a joke, or it's so egregious that, look, everybody knows. He knows, his friends know. These are not total strangers. And so if he wrote it, it's clear that he wants this message to be transmitted the way it is. And so therefore, you should do him the honor of just passing along the message. And whatever his intention is, that's probably what he wanted. So just parenthetically now, are you allowed to say Lashon Hara about yourself? Meaning, this guy is putting himself in potentially a negative situation. Is that allowed, right? So we all grow up with the story of the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim, you know, was sitting on a train and the person next to him didn't recognize him. He said, oh, the Chafetz Chaim is so great. And the Chafetz Chaim said, nah, he's not so great. He's not so special. And the guy sitting next to him got so mad and he like slapped him, because you're talking disrespectfully about the Chafetz Chaim. And then they get off the train and he sees everybody is showing all this respect to the Chafetz Chaim, and he begs forgiveness. And the Chafetz Chaim said, no, it was my fault. You're not supposed to say Lashon Hara about yourself. The truth is that was just, that's just a story. Meaning the Chafetz Chaim said that as a jest to make the guy feel better. Technically speaking, there is no problem with being self-deprecating. The Isser, if you had to distill it in a nutshell, right? The Chafetz Chaim wrote this whole book. The Chazon Ish said, the Chafetz Chaim made it seem so complicated. He said, I can sum it up in one sentence. If you say or do something that your friend would mind, don't do it. That's Lashon Hara. And so over here...
That's too simple.
That's too simple. Again, there's, obviously he was... Again, yeah, obviously, you know, he wasn't taking it to the extreme. But like, if a good rule of thumb is if what you're going to say or do is going to bother the other person, don't do it. Don't say it. And so this letter, the guy wanted you to pass it along, and the errors, it's not like one spelling mistake. It's so glaring that either he doesn't mind or he wanted it that way. And so either way, it's totally fine. And so Rav Silverstein said that, you know, it's very nice intention, but you should pass along the letter the way it is and join in the simcha. Yeah?
Can I ask, if we're finished with this?
Yeah, that's the end of the story.
Can I give a different situation
okay. And
ask your opinion on it?
You could try.
So when after when we got married, mm-hmm. we received this ice bucket, and this ice bucket was from an older lady in the community without a lot of funds, etc., etc. At the bottom of the ice bucket, inside the actual package, was a card to her from someone else.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just like, it's always been our personal story.
It's a re-gifter.
It was a re-gift.
Yeah, so what?
So the question, it was very nice.
They obviously wanted a re-gift.
Correct. But the question is, if you find something like that, and if you find a re-gift in your story,
right.
on your way to give it to someone else, is it appropriate to pull out that card and take it so that it doesn't look like a re-gift?
So I would say it depends on how obvious it is. Meaning, if the guy taped the card to the outside of the box, then again, obviously he wants it to be seen. But like what you said, if it's on the bottom and it's clear that, you know, the person forgot, then yeah, I would err on the side of caution. And
okay, can I tell my father-in-law's that Sal's joke?
Okay, sure.
Relates to this thing, it's very quick.
Okay.
So an old Jewish guy who was a store owner in a shtetl back in Europe wanted to make a little more money before Pesach, so he purposely got kosher milk.
Okay.
But he didn't know how to spell it all. So he wanted to write the Chalav Kosher Le Pesach, meaning the milk is kosher for Passover. But he spelled Chalav with a kaf, and kosher with a kuf, and Pesach with a saf. So it looked like a dog was tied to the entrance, so nobody came near the store at all.
Very funny. Wow. Okay, so spelling mistakes really do matter. All right. Thank you, guys. See you all next week. Take some more donuts if you want.